President Obama's speech was undeniably eloquent. It was undeniably moving. He went to Hiroshima, and if you look at the death toll from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the two bombs that were dropped were devastating, of course, and they were meant to be. They were meant to end the war. 140,000 people estimated died in Hiroshima and another 80,000 in Nagasaki. That's 220,000 people. It's about one-tenth, a little bit less than one-tenth of the total number of dead in Japan during the war. The Japanese lost 3 million people in World War II. The Chinese lost about 20 million, at least 15 million. It's uncounted because there were so many civilian casualties on China inflicted by the Japanese. But here was President Obama at the wreath laying, appearing today in Hiroshima, Japan.
Why do we come to this place, to Hiroshima? We come to ponder a terrible force unleashed in a not so distant past. We come to mourn the dead, including over 100,000 Japanese men, women, and children. Thousands of Koreans, a dozen Americans held prisoner. Their souls speak to us. They ask us to look inward, to take stock of who we are and what we might become.
What we might become? This is the old Obama, the transformative president. Now he wants to transform not just the nation that he leads. He wants to transform human nature. And this is a remarkable statement. I want to go back to what he said at the very beginning of his remarks. We come to ponder a terrible force unleashed in a not so distant past. Is an atom bomb a force? Was that force unleashed? Is it still operating in the world? An atom bomb is a tool. It's a thing. It's controlled by human beings. And this is the point that he doesn't acknowledge. The terrible force that was unleashed in the world was unleashed by the Japanese themselves when they began World War II, and they did. They began World War II long before Germany invaded Poland. They began World War II by invading Manchuria, by slaughtering Chinese people, literally by the millions. And that was the terrible force. The terrible force was Nazism and Japanese militarism. It was two of the most ugly tyrannies in the whole long, miserable history of humanity. The terrible force was not an atom bomb. An atom bomb was a life-saving force, which saved countless lives, both American and Japanese. The president continued with his remarks and said this, trying to put the war in context, an incorrect context, if I may add.
The world war that reached its brutal end in Hiroshima and Nagasaki was fought among the wealthiest and most powerful of nations.
No.
Their civilizations had given the world great cities and magnificent art. Their thinkers had advanced ideas of justice and harmony and truth. And yet, the war grew out of the same base instinct for domination or conquest that had caused conflicts among the simplest tribes, an old pattern amplified by new capabilities and without new constraints.
Okay, this is garbage. I am sorry, historically it is garbage. It is just wrong. The war that reached its brutal end in Hiroshima and Nagasaki was fought among the wealthiest and most powerful of nations? No, it wasn't. The major casualties of the war, what two countries lost by far more people, 40 million of the 60 million people who were killed in that war, were killed in either Russia or China. They were not among the wealthiest and most powerful nations, not even close. They were very poor nations at the time, and so, by the way, was Japan. If you look at the living standards in Japan, one of the reasons that there were civilian casualties, that there were more civilian casualties with the bombing of Tokyo by conventional weapons and air attacks than there were with the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki with the two atom bombs. The reason there were so many casualties was because people are living in basically little shacks in Japan. There were wooden houses that lit up immediately that couldn't withstand anything. Japan was a poor country. And this was not the age-old impulse that had always created war. He says the war grew out of the same base instinct for domination or conquest, making it sound like the war just grew. The war didn't grow. The war was a decided policy by Hitler and by the Japanese militarists, working together, by the way, and working consciously together. And it was basically to take over the world by two groups of people, both of whom taught that they were the master race, which was part of the ideology of the Japanese militarists, that they were infinitely superior and of infinitely greater leadership capability and of moral worth than the other people that they slaughtered to such an extent. Now, by the way, I think that what President Obama said today about our friendship with Japan and about Japan being such a stalwart ally and Japan being in so many ways a model society, and I think that it is. I have great affection for Japanese culture. But can we not try to erase the unimaginable cruelty to American prisoners of war and particularly to civilians, Korean and Vietnamese and Chinese above all, who suffered at the hands of the Japanese invaders? President then said this.
Yet in the image of a mushroom cloud that rose into these skies, we are most starkly reminded of humanity's core contradiction. How often does material advancement or social innovation blind us to this truth? How easily we learn to justify violence in the name of some higher cause. Every great religion promises a pathway to love and peace and righteousness, and yet no religion has been spared from believers who have claimed their faith as a license to kill.
Okay, all of that is true enough, but what is wrong is the context. How easily we learn to justify violence in the name of some higher cause. Mr. President, the Americans who we are going to be honoring on Memorial Day sacrificed their lives, not for violence, but they sacrificed their lives for a higher cause, which is rescuing humanity from pure evil. There is a difference between pure evil and pure good. And we were about as close to pure good as one can possibly be by fighting in World War II and saving the world. We'll be right back.